Renewable energy projects have been growing across New England in recent years, and while offshore wind and grid-scale solar have gotten lots of attention, a smaller, more community-oriented way of getting power has been steadily taking hold – shared clean energy. Now, as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, this spring, the state's first shared solar farm is expected to come online.
It's a cold, sunny day. Packets of ice break underfoot as we make our way through a field packed with giant metal frames. Anthony Girolamo works with SeaTac Solar, and pretty soon, he says those frames will be fitted with about 6,000 solar panels. But first, they all need to get hooked up.
If you look at all the different arrays, that's a lot of wire. We've already burned through 125,000 feet in 4 days.
Girolamo is helping to build this solar array in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Right now, it's on track to be the state's first shared solar project. Jeff Pipeline with SeaTac Solar says these types of projects make green energy more accessible.
Typically, you have to own a home, you have to have good credit, you have to have a good facing roof in order to get solar put on your house.
But with shared solar, you don't need all that. You can sign up for an array that's located somewhere else. Think of it like a community garden, but for energy. Most of the power produced in Bloomfield will benefit the town's taxpayers. But you don't have to be a local customer to take part. Another portion will benefit public housing in another town, and state residential customers can participate too, as long as they're in the same utility service area as the array.
Many lower-income minority communities may have high percentage of renters.
Kenneth Gillingham is an associate professor at Yale University who studies energy and the economy.
And so if you want to bring solar to a larger, broader group of people, shared solar from a policy perspective seems very attractive.
In New England, Massachusetts has offered shared solar incentives as far back as 2014. So far, it's brought online enough energy to annually power nearly 50,000 homes. But setting all that up, it's complicated, says Michael Judge. He's with the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources.
There's a lot of different dynamics when it comes to how solar costs and benefits show up on an electric ratepayer's bill.
Judge says if you subscribe to a community solar array, one benefit is simple. You get a credit on your power bill.
And by providing you those credits, they would reduce your electric bills.
But what if you don't subscribe? Well, this is where it gets tricky. Joseph Rosenthal, an attorney with the Connecticut Office of Consumer Counsel, says there is a cost.
The design of the pilot was the general class of ratepayers pay everything. The subscribers are the ones who get the credit.
Let's break that down. See, when a community solar developer contracts with a utility, it agrees to sell it power at a fixed rate. That's typically higher than the cost of getting electricity from bigger grid-scale solar projects. So ratepayers across the utility's service area all pick up that additional cost, but only subscribers get the credit on their bill.
Now, there are other benefits that go to the general class of ratepayers. Cleaner air, producing power during the peak, maybe lowering the peak power price and so forth.
But still, there's that tab. Other programs have offset the extra cost of community solar by charging subscribers to sign up. But Lauren Savage with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says that wouldn't work for the pilot study. The idea was to get as many people participating as possible.
One big policy behind shared solar, especially looking at the low-income community, is to limit barriers to participation.
Savage says the state is now working to bring more shared clean energy online. Last session, legislators approved another 150 megawatts of shared power from solar, fuel cells, wind, and hydro. But building all that will likely take years. And that same legislation also included other language that could discourage people from putting rooftop solar on their homes. Back at the muddy solar array in Bloomfield, Mike Ritchie with SeaTac Solar says when this pilot project comes online in the spring, he's hopeful it will prove community solar's worth.
That it can benefit the town of Bloomfield to the point where the state of Connecticut will see that how valuable community solar really is, and that'll promote them to incentivize that more.
And for this project at least, it looks like demand is there. Bloomfield's community solar array isn't even fully built yet, but it's already almost fully subscribed. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.